who's doing the intro?
I can do it.
I don't want to be in the floor. I'm just giving my back to the owner.
Come on this side, then. See if you can take over. Yeah, there are people who will move it over a bit.
No.
There's good. Pick it up. Okay, fine. And then you'll what's up. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, it's fine.
Torreway, Northwest London, Sunday, Yud Dalet Shvat, the 16th of January. Harav Yehuda Ben Simchon, Ki Ha'odom Eitz HaSodeh, a tree within man. This week's Torreway has been sponsored by Family Blachman, Le'unishmas Rabbi Shaya Ben Reb Avrom Shimshon, whose yotzeit is today, Ule'unishmas Morosor Roiza Bas Rebbe Yomina Koen, who was nifta on Yud Tes Shvat Tovshin Samach Dalet.
Thank you very much to invite me to talk about the subject of Tu Bishvat. The subject of Tu Bishvat is brought in all the Mefarshim. In Aloha, Tu Bishvat is a day for us. It's a day that we do not say Tachanun Mincha before, and we do not fast, even if people are fasting Shovevim Tat, or it's a chosen beyom chasunotzei, or even a tanis cholem. It doesn't fast, it will push it to another day. What is the reason for that? Because we say it's Rosh Hashanah le'ilan, not le'ilone, le'ilan. Rosh Hashanah le'ilan, in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, first Mishnah, Arba Rosh Hashanah. There is Arba Roshe Hashona. The Shona has four heads. It's not a Cerberus, but it has four heads. One that everybody knows, La Hadom, and Le Peris Hadoma, Yerek, and that is Rosh Hashona. Then Le Behema can be Rosh Chodesh Elul, Le Mlachem will be Nisan. It's only Rosh Hashona, Le Ilan, is Machlekes, Beshamai Bet Hillel. The other test is no Machlekes. Beshamai said, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Bes Hillel said, Tu Bishvat. The halacha is genumen Tu Bishvat. Halacha is brought where? What is this Le'ilan? So in the Rambam, in the Gemara, of course, explained in length the Maise with Rabbi Akiva that he took one esrog from his tree, he took two esrogim, one erev to Bishvat and one into Bishvat, and this one was a maaser, because it was the first or second year of the Seder, this one was a maaser sheni, and this one was a maaser ani, because it was the third. But the difference was only a few hours. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan breaks the Seder of the inyan of Maaser Le'ilan. Okay. Why is the reason we're going to see right away? We're going to give the time. I have here some flowers in order to give more punch to, you know, some visual cognitive function. Listeners will maybe very sensitive to the flowers. These flowers are from here, from the street. Meaning that already in the Hun of Tu Bishvat, trees are flowering. We're going to come to that very soon. So, very well, we do have Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, and this is for the Ilan, is the union for myself, for us Jews. There is another, said the Rambam, in Maaser Sheni, Maaser Sheni. First Aloche, he is bringing that this is the getter of Chanata. Chanata is the fruiting budding of a tree. Until now, it was making fruit and continuing to make fruits, maturing the fruit. Now, if there is a flower, there is a fruit, it's going to be a new here. A new. What is considering the subject of new? This tree can give flowers and flowers the all day long. Not all the trees, but the one that Rabbi Akiva was taking, the esrog. The esrog can have a floration 8, 9, or 10 times a year. אז ויש כל הדר, הדר באילון משנה לשונה, כדיר זה שיש בו סקיינים וצעירים. Everybody knows the Gemara in Sukkah. However, the point of the balance that will break the equilibrium will be to Bishvat. What's the reason? What's the reason suddenly we have that is changing? So on that I will bring a pasuk in Parashas Noach. In Parashas Noach, after Noach came out and gave a korban to the Yibishter says, Oit kol yemei haaretz vezera vekatzir vekoy vechom vekaitz vechoyde v'yom v'layla lo yishpet. Rashi says, from that we learn shisha unos, each one of 2 months, and he breaks it down like it says in the Gemara in Tainus. Break it down, this is this, this is for the zera, this is for the katzir, this is for the chom, this is for the kaitz, and this is for choyrev. However, the Ibn Ezra said, no. And the Yom V'Layla, Rashi explained that, yeah, it goes. And we're going to explain that the Pasuk goes very good, Ledat Rashi, when we're going to explain this. But everything is time. Ibn Ezra says, you know, Zera ve'katzir, das ist der Avoy des Adam. The person has to be Zera, to be Katzir, and he has to follow it, to know when to do it, during the 4 seasons. There is only 4 seasons that Ibn Ezra that are like by us in the Teva, yeah, the Aviv, Kites, Stav, Vechoref. So Kor will be Aviv. And it doesn't hold that Kor is colder than Choref, like Rashi. Kor is, that means it's fresh outside. It's not cold, freezing, it's fresh. That Rashi Kor is colder than Choref. Then he has Kaitz, Chom. Chom is the Stav, autumn, the fall. And he has Choyrev. The Balgina is the Moritus, is a Balmedaktek. He's going to use the words and to interpret the words by their etymology. So Kor is the first fruiting. Like Kureha Kavish, like Kor Adekel. The next one that we have is kites. Yeah. Become kites, you have the fruits, you take them out, and that each season will be 3 full months, 90 days, because the Shana is 365 and a quarter, so we will talk like a watch, 360. So the first quarter will be what we call Kor, the Aviv, from Nisan to Tammuz. Then Tammuz to Tishri will be the subject of Kaitz. Kaitz is Lashon Mukze. Yeah? The Mukze come from Kaitz. You don't touch it. You let it dry. That's the time that a lot of UV in the sun. The sun is perpendicular, Beyachas to Eretz Yisrael, almost perpendicular in latitude to Eretz Yisrael. Everything is drying. Everything is sanitized with the Zlu. Then after that come Chom. Chom lashon heat, but we just say kaitz is hot. No, chom has nothing to do with heat. Chom has to do with the color. Now the photosynthesis goes down, and your trees, like you see, the leaves, the trees, become a little bit brownish, yellowish. That's lashon chom. Data Ibn Ezra. Lashon chom, that means they become darker and they will fall. Abscission of the leaves, abscission of the fruits, all the abscission means they're falling. There is a hormone from the roots telling that's it. I do not take the thorns from the photosynthesis, so you don't stay green. We're going to shut. And come choref. Choref, lashon chochpi, it's dormant. In English we call that dormant. Everything goes dormant. But 1 second, what has to do with temperature, with water? It has to do with what?
Sunlight.
Thank you. That's why I brought this orange. We have here the 2 poles. And we have like that. Comes to, now we are Gdi, the lowest. So the sun, by the Ptolemy aspect, projection here, we're going to use what we call, what the Rambam called, geocentrism. I'm not going to say if it's heliocentrism, geocentrism, or what it has to do with the Galgal HaShmini SheChozeret, because that's also a Gedera of Emuna, we know. That the Yibishter is Mesavev, Bli Yad, Bli Regel, the Galgal HaShmini, and there is nothing in it. And that turns the whole world. But by the law of parsimony, in modern culture, from Copernicus and Galileo Galileum, we hold that the Earth will turn, will go around itself. We're not going to make all this room roaming around constantly, but just this object. So, but to simplify and the explanation of what's going on with the relation between the sun, the ray of the sun, and the light. And you didn't say the heat, you said the light is very important. And the Earth, we're going to use the Ptolemy, the old function, saying that the Earth is like a nail, not moving, and the Sun is moving. The Sun is not moving very fast. It's moving through this line, slowly, 1 degree, a little bit less, 1 degree per day. The fact that the Sun is going to sleep every night, that's Yom Velayla, that's the Galgal HaShmini, has nothing to do with the Sun. The Sun is going slowly, 1 degree a day. First is going only on a belt, not the whole world, is going on a belt from Keneged, the Galgalim, what we call the highest, the Sartan, in Kufat Tammuz, that will be the solstice of the summer. Very short nights, very long days. Yeah, the nights is here for 3.5 to 4 hours. There is even more in the north. There is no night at all. In Eretz Yisrael, it's around 6 hours. So 6 hours on 24, you have 18 hours of full sun. Remember these 18 hours with direct light, yeah, perpendicular. Then you have Nisan and Tishrei, that are stable. It's called equinox. Equi mean equal. Nox is the night. Night and day are equal. 12 hours and 12 hours. Then you have Gdi, Capricorn, or Tkufat Tevet. We just had it. Capricorn. The day is very short. And here you can count yourself. If you are Makpid with the Zmanim, it's Be'erech 8 hours. 7.5 hours with the light, and the night are extremely long. And the light is coming in tangent. We are on the top in the hemisphere north. Being the sun perpendicular to this point, the light is tangent. That means there is a ricochet. It glitch off us. We don't have the ivy. What caused all this? This will make in the earth that in the darker time, a month or so before Tkufas Tevet, and a month or so, so to be sure, after Tkufas Tevet, that will be the dormant time. Doesn't mean that it's very cold. It's cold because there is a slight decalage, a slight edentation between repercussion of the sun and the heat of the atmosphere. The repercussion is bare 3 to 4 weeks. So now that we are starting to raise up a month from the Kufati, like the Gemara say, Yatsu Rovat Shami Vavalo Yatsu Rov Tkufas Teves. We're just the first month of Tkufas Teves. We have 2 months till Nisan, till the equinox. So it should be very cold. Yes, but already the rain came. In the ground, there is no light, but there is heat. After 7 inches, it's Be'erev 17 to 19 if there is no freezing wind. I agree, that's where the trees are dying, if there is no freezing wind. But if there is snow, it's perfect. It's like a quilt, it's covering and it's warming the roots. The roots will develop feeders. That's why we plant Yehurim before the winter. Yehurim is shtilim, branches. You want like the Ramban say, etz pri oise pri. You take a branch, you plant it, it's called softwood or hardwood propagation. Nobody uses seeds to plant the trees. You don't know what you're going to get because it's not true to the parents, but you're going to take a branch, you're going to plant it before the winter, October, November, and now you will be able to see if he caught. What it means? You're going to see in the garden if the buds are becoming fat. Why? Because now there is what we call, because the day become a drop longer than 8 hours, the bark, and below the bark, it's called the chromium, I'm sorry for the words, he is going to be photosensitive. There is enough light now for the system to start, not to make a full exchange and to be able to have leaves, but to start the buds. To start the buds, and something very strange, certain trees don't have enough for photosynthesis, but they have enough to make, we say, buds. Very good. Flowers are buds. You have three buds on any tree. You have leaves, flowers, and branches. By each eye, you will go a branch. You need something to break from the bark. What you break the eye, we call. From the bark can be all leaves, or flowers, or branch. Branch, it's not yet, because it's too weak. It cannot build up. It needs a lot of protein. Leaves, it cannot, because there is no real photosynthesis. But flower, it can. And the prunus, Anamatsuta, that's a Japanese cherry tree that you have here, will give right away flowers. Will they give fruits? Some, yes. The mume, or the ume, it's a green plum, will be a good. Most of the prunus, the one that was in Eretz Israel, they know about the shkidia, the almond. You'll have the almond in the second week of Adar, full almond, the green, yeah, the almond. We talk, it's the shkedia, is the, like the ume, is the green almond. You eat the outside. Here, if you have squirrels, you don't have, you never see this, because they love this outside pericarp of the fruit. So what you have is, when the night is very big and the day is very short, everything goes dormant. By a month after the Tkufat Tevet, the lowest point in the Capricorn tropics, that's called the tropics, yeah, the two limits, it's called the tropics. So if you heard the tropical trees, it's because they live always with the sun hitting the region. So Cancer, it's the north one for the summer for us, winter for Australia, will be what we call Sartan or Tammuz. And the low one, Gdi Capricorn, will be for us winter. For Australia, will be the summer, very long days, very short. So a month after that, we're starting to raise. The sun start to raise. It's still very cold. Matter of fact, it's the coldest. I told you there is an indentation between the sun and the atmosphere. It's going to be the coldest. Like in Russian, if there is some Russian, we say Tevet Ishvat. Tevet and Shvat, Neuze Brat. It's not our brothers, because they are very, very cold. You don't go out. So we are finishing Shvat, and after that we'll be already Adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar, Machizim al Akilaim. There is already things going out from the ground. Yeah, not only tulips and primavera. There is already the barley is going out. There is no more. There are not more afel in the ground, growing in the ground as seeds and roots. Already they're going out. So machizim al akilaim, and when we are mafkirim the kilaim, mashrishim akilaim, tu be'adar. Yeah. So we see that the more light, more you are going to have this possibility to grow and to have the photosynthesis complete. How do we know what caused this winter session, this very, the winter session is, and how, like we say, there is less light, what happened to the tree? So as a botanist, is the tree is dormant. The word dormant is close, is a shishimina misa, yeah? Meaning there is no cell division. there is no sap moving, and there is absolutely no function. The only difference between a dead tree to a live tree, if you snap it with your fingers, a branch of a dead tree will snap broken dry, the one of a dormant tree will be a little bit soft. You may break it, but it will be a little soft. So that's what we do when we want to check if the tree is dead or not. We're going to check right away. If you have to prune your trees, you do it before the winter. Now is the last time. After that, it's going to be a lot of sap. People that know about maple trees in Canada, North America, when do we make the maple syrup? It's now. Because now the roots are very warm and they are waking and they are sending a lot of very rich in nutrients, sugar and protein. They're going to make buds, they're going to make branches in a really very strong sap to the tree. So that's why we are not making tachanun. Okay, let the tree. I understand that Maiser is a, if you have, and every Jew has Arba Amot in Eretz Yisrael, Maiser is very important. Chanita is very important because Chanita will give you the Bikurin. Yeah? You're going to go out Be'erech, beginning of Hadar, so you want to know which tree or which branches are already in Chanita. Chanita is that the flower gives a fruit. Fruiting body. Yeah, that's the Chanata. Chanata is this, in French, it's called chanterelle. It's very special and it's beautiful in nature because you're going to see the bird all around and they're going to make nest because before even you have leaves. That's why it's called. So that's part of nature. What has to do with us? That we're going to take another pasuk to be masbir in Parashat Shoftim. Jews have a milchome against a city. We send 3 times letters of Sholem. And they don't want to make peace. So what we do, we make a matzor. We go around, we don't let nobody go in. And we let people going out. If they want, they can go out. They have to. However, the pasuk demand not to cut a tree that gives fruits. And the reason is why. It's very strange because we're going to speak now a little bit of linguistics. Ki ha'adam etz ha'sade. And Rashi says, has nothing to do with the affirmation, ki ha'adam etz ha'sade, because man is a tree of the field. But it's a rhetorical question. If Dilma, do you want to say that the etz ha'sade is an Adam, that he can run away, that you have to make a milchama with him? There's 2 things by Rashi. That you have to make a milchama with him. These rhetorical questions, like any rhetorical questions, the answer is no. Very good. The answer is no. So it's a bal tashrit, it's a lav. Ledat Rashi, you cannot do it. No. Why? Because it's the etz is not the Adam. That's Lashon HaPashut. However, the Ibn Ezra says, no. Ki Adam etz asade, the ganze mensch, and that's what we're going to understand now to be Shvat, the ganze mensch steht bal sido a boim was gibt fruit. Ki Adam, because the man etz asade. So you cannot. It will be the drasha in time is that the Talmid Chochem, that's already a drasha. It's not the pasuk, and it's not the straight sense of the pasuk. We have to be very careful. A pasuk is first, and it's primordial, is the strong sense is the kipshutei. So we just explained the kipshutei, that Rashi, that Ibn Ezra. And there is a drasha in the Gemara, that the etz represent a Talmid Chochem. If he has peiros, he has midos toives and masim toivim, please eat from it. If not, so you know them. Meaning that in the way, that's the Maharal also, that the Maharal said, we are going to make from this interpretation of Ibn Ezra, a metaphor that will go further. Because the Ibn Ezra said that man is depending of the Etz HaSadeh. That's why you shouldn't cut the Etz. The Maharal explained that it's going even to be more. The man and the tree have a symbiose. Not only one take life of the other, and definitely the tree needs the help of man to grow properly and to be nurtured. Like we say, Zera, the Data Ibn Ezra. Zera vekatzir. You have to put your hand in the shisha unais. You have to put your hand in order that it should come up. So the minag, chutz that we don't say tachlun, it's to eat fruits. I wanted to sit on that. It's a minag Ashkenaz first. Happened to be that the Sfardim have all the, but it's a minag Ashkenaz to eat fruit leharbot bepeiros ha'ilan, to eat peiros ha'ilan. B'meyuchad, so perot ha'ilan can be apple, definitely can be a rimon. They are very late. They can continue if you keep them well. Etrog, you can definitely keep them. There is not too many if you let it. If you don't import from the Turkey and from India, there is not too many fruit. Pears, they are softish, but you can have still some fruits. And laharbot beperot ha'ilan. More mehade we are marbe in the chamisha peirush nishtapcha by Meretz Yisrael. Why is it chamisha? Shivan. Chita v'seire, it's Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei. It has nothing to do. There is no mezoinus or moitzi to do. The hanogah to laharbos beperos is davka the peirush to be able to make borei periya etz. And the seder, everybody knows, Zais is the first because he's the closest to the word aretz. The Sfardim said they don't eat Zayis, so they will start with Tamar and Dvash. Dvash, and this is the, and they want to Zayit Shemen. So we see, however, that at the time of the Chagiz, it was what we call a Seder to Bishvat. And I have it here because there is a lot of mistakes about it, I'm sorry to say. I'm not going to go into Bulmuz, who is Chemdas Yomim. So the Kuntres Prihetz Hadar, that is taken from the book Chemdas Yomim, over there he has all Seder of 30. He's taking half of the things, but we don't, with Psukim, we don't do all this. But we have also the Arba Koises, you know, the, I'm not going to do in details because I don't want to give a place for this. However, the Moshe Chagiz and Moshe Galanti brings from the Arizal that was the Seder, to eat five fruits from each. And we're going to speak about it. The one that has no ring around and no stone inside, so the apple. The one that has stone inside, so the prunus mostly, yeah. So duv devanim, cherries, afarsek, peach, prunes, plums. And the one that the outside has a shell, you represent the world in Kabbalah of Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya. Then after that, we don't eat the Esrog. We smell the Esrog and we ask there should be a good year for the Esrog, because like the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah is mostly about the Esrog, a little bit about the Charuvim, mostly about the Esrog. The Esrog we mariach, anoiten reach tov laperot. That's the, there is no wine, we eat raisins on the first, because there is, that is, I will let one here, you can take a picture of it if you want. That is the Seder. This Seder represent what we said just before, Haki Adam Etz HaSadeh, man is part with nature. So nature is asking, you know, all the greens, what's going on. Nature is asking not to be abused, of course, and to look after what's going on. My job in botanical garden, in the nursery, we have a nursery, it was softwood propagation, so propagation of trees, tropical trees. mostly citrus, but I did pomegranate as well, and I did also date trees, Phoenix, Phoenix digitata, and Phoenix canary, that means the lulavim, the famous bulmus with that we use, matter of fact, the powder of boss to impregnate the female tamarim. The tamar has, you need a zohar and a kefa. Most of the fruit, they have a complete flower, so the steel in the middle, that's why we say chanita, we say look like a small amphora, start to catch, and you have the etamines all around the pollen, that is the zera zahar. But the tamarim is two different. Now each one has on the una. The una of the tamarim is Erev Pesach, Anshe Yirichoy. The Chachamim were not didn't say nothing because that the parnasa Anshe Yirichoy, they were markivim dekel zahar, dekel nekeva. They were what we call pollinization. They were shaking the pollen on top of the Tamarim Nekeva is in order to have, because it's a very short time. Pollinization in the trees are very, very short. So coming to this of Adam Etzasadeh, the metaphor is brought, like I said, from the Mairal, and it goes up to such way that we said the Mishnah is about the Peres Adam, Adam Peresim Boilamaze, the mitzvahs of the Peres Adam, the Maisim of the Peres Adam, is Oichel Boilamaze. Peres is also in an investment, the usufruit, the ribis, the benefits that you have, as well as the Keren Loilamaba. The Peres is something that is above the tree, it's not something that is in the tree. Adam comes here in this world, he's an etz. Yeah? He has already a stature, what he is, how he is. However, what has his peiros? His peiros is the kindness that he has, the mitzvahs that he has. Depending what, in where he's standing, if he's a Talmid Chochem, giving shiurim, if he's a teacher, to be kind to the pupil, to the student, in order that we see next generation. Like I said, that now we check, and that's why it's called Shvat, I forgot also. The word Shvat means
Shevet,
makel, yichur, shtil. So what I put in before the winter, now I'm going to check. Oh, shvatim are catching. The yichurim are catching. The branches for the next trees, for the next generation are catching. That's why a teacher has to be in very careful to give. And we eat the Peres Ha'ilan, hopefully, especially Chamisha Peres Ha'ilan, Shishtav Chaberetz Israel, each one as is understanding. I'm not going because I see already it's a little bit late, but each one has his message. Let it be the Tamar that is not, like I said, the Una of the Chanata of the Tamar is not now. The Chanata of the Tamar is in Yud Dalet Nissen, Yud Gimel Nissen. However, here is a message for us. Each one, some people are late, some people are early. The earliest is to be shot. That's why it's called Rosh Hashanah, the beginning, holding all the year for the Avedas. Ha'etz and the Avedas Adam. Asher Koyach and good Gevent Shior.
Amen.